be careful now on the roads, because there will be people going places and doing things that are not looking at the road. They're looking for an egg. And they've been doing that for well over 50 years, probably like 57 years when John Davis first came up with the Easter egg idea to win cash. I've never understood any of the clues. But Matt Wilson is now in charge, and he is the Easter bunny hider of the egg. I know you don't like to answer questions about the Easter egg hunt, Matt, but has the Easter egg been deployed?
Yes.
Okay, now with no snow on the ground, and I'm assuming that we're not going to have any more snow because we haven't had any all winter long, does that make the challenge a little easier? Because the egg is usually bright colored and can be seen.
I can tell you that the weather may or may not have a factor into the Easter egg, but I'm not going to give you a clue either way, whether the snow or lack thereof snow makes a difference.
Now, John Davis was known for his clues, or the lack thereof, that didn't lead anybody anywhere but round in circles. Now, you seem to have also learned that. Did you take a special course in Davis Easter egg clues?
You know, when John brought me in to kind of learn what he did, I don't think I ever got exactly what he was trying to achieve, but I learn each year. And thankfully, he gave me 50 years of knowledge and notes that I can look back to and research and kind of figure out what is truly in John Davis's head and how you can make this work. And I've learned. I mean, last year I got a little grief because someone found it within the first few days. And the year before that, it took someone almost to the last day to find it. So it's finding that right rhythm. It's finding the right way to write the clues so that ultimately we want that egg found before Easter, but we don't want it found on day one. So finding that right pattern of what it takes to make it happen. And I will tell you that it's about this time every year that almost every time I leave this radio station, I'm asked about the Easter egg. I was in a doctor's chair earlier this week, and the doctor's first question to me was, So Jai the Easter egg? And I went, seriously? You're going to ask me about that? Yeah, I wonder if you hit it yet.
So, now, are there certain guidelines in looking for a place to hide it? I mean, it has to be on public property. It can't be on private property. Am I right there?
You are correct. It's always hidden on public property. And doing this for 50-plus years, it gets hard to hide in a place that is public and that is not the same. And so you look at the Kenai Peninsula and you look at kind of the area that we've hidden over the years, and you try to find unique places to hide it. But it makes sense over the years. I mean, John tells the story, if you get him sit down for a couple of minutes, of the time he hid in Homer. And we don't hide it that far anymore. But as the years goes on, I go, you know, well, maybe that circle needs to continue to grow, because you want to make sure that we're only utilizing public, never private property. It will never be hidden on private property.
But there is a very big National Wildlife Refuge, and now without any snow or needing any snowshoes, you're going to be hard to track to find out where maybe somebody might have hit it. But it is, how big is the refuge?
Many, many miles, and I can't see ever making someone go 15, 20 miles into the refuge to find an Easter egg. But Merrill, he gave me a good idea.
Okay. For people who are, what are they talking about? What's the Easter egg hunt? There is cash involved here.
Yeah, so it's this year there's $2,000 in the KSRM Easter egg, and what we do is we hide a Easter egg somewhere out in the
plastic
Easter egg somewhere out in the greater Kenai Soldana area, and on the radio and through our sponsor locations, we'll provide you with clues to lead you to the Easter egg, and the person who finds it, returns it to the radio station, will be granted $2,000.
Sounds so easy.
It is easy. You just got to read the clues and put it together. It's easy to me. When I read them, it makes all sense to me.
What makes sense to me is that we still have community radio, where the community gets involved with having fun and listening and then shopping locally, going to those sponsors, getting the clues. And if you're at Sweeney's, for crying out loud, pick up a pair of shoes that are 50% off or something, or any of the other sponsors, you know, get the clues. But also, this is about supporting local entrepreneurs.
It's how supporting local businesses. And another thing that people tell me over and over again is they look forward to this because it's their opportunity to get out of the house. It's the spread. They know that spring has come when the KSRM Easter egg is, it's time. So families get out there, they get together, and they start looking for it. And we have some amazing sponsors that help us make this game possible and happen every year.
He's the new big bunny in town, and he has hidden the egg. It's there for you to find and to win cash. And, of course, having fun in this community. I'm Ralph Sikorski, returning you to that big bunny sound of KSRM.